welcome to the Creation Lightship Paranormal Friday Show with Lon Amatron. Today is Friday, October 31st, 2014. Lon has created Divine Heart-Based Healings on creationlightship.com, conveniently available to us 24/7. And those are included on the left side of creationlightship.com, including search box and free sample healings. And on the right side, there is a Wikipedia icon for question and answer, which is very good if you want to search for a topic or you have a question about what something means. And also the sign up for the newsletter is on the right-hand side. And recently, the last couple of days, creationlightship.com event newsletter was sent out. If you did not receive that, you might want to go back in and put your email in on that right-hand side box. And tonight, please email questions, testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if you have brief information, you can put that in the CLS chat room if you happen to be online. That would be just fine. And Lon does have special weekly and monthly conference calls, and the links may be found on events on the CLS site. You'll see all the Creation Lightship links and dates, and also the reminder about the time change that's going to happen Sunday morning at 2 a.m. And let's see here. I'm thinking if everybody holds up the triple light beam, we might be able to bring Lon on and see if he'll activate those for us. Are you there, Lon?
That sounds good. So here we go, everybody. Tonight's paranormal night. And let's first get away your energies that could be bothering you. And here we go. Maybe you went by a trick-or-treat or something, or went by a store, and they had this stuff in the window, and you got connected by some, I don't know, anything had horns on it with a tail, and you walked by, and the entity was in there, and it goes, I like this person. So now you're walking around with horns and a tail on you. You don't even know that. So remember, things do hop into people. So let's clear away the Halloween energies from you, in a sense. So in case you got slime, maybe you went to work and people were in an office party doing something, you know, and you got hooked up without your knowing. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'll be honest, so somebody's got hooked up. 7, 8, 9, 10. And maybe you were foolish enough to wear one of those costumes and you're full of stuff. So hopefully not. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do the light beams now. So here we go. Male light beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And non-gender. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And female. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So if you did get hooked up and you wore a costume and you got slime, but we have the slime clearing on the website, you probably may want to do maybe possibly the curses, hexes, spell clearing on yourself, you know, entity clearings. So remember, if you did cause that to yourself, you know, there's a way to get out of it. These things could be with you for your whole lifetime. You might as well nip it in the bud to get them off you. So we do have some clearings that could help. They're all whole lifetime clearings. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Well, thank you very much, Lon. We do have a few emails, and I wondered if we could start out with that tonight. We do have one request, and the email reads, may I please have a clearing of pain, infection, entities from the mouth? Also, metal in the body now causing problems. In the mouth again, but not necessarily. So it could be general for everyone that has metal in their body.
Okay, so we'll do something for metal. So let's see if we can take away the pain that the metal is causing. So here we go.
Oh.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that's about all that I can do for metal. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay, and then what about the pain infection entities from the mouth? Was that
mouth energy, so let's do entities first here. So if you have anything inside your mouth with pain entities do attract, then get attracted to that. So one, two, get rid of pain. One, two, three, well, I mean entities. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, man, you're going to need a lot of that, whoever has that problem. Yeah, you better go on and get an entity clearing. Well, that's pretty rough. Pain, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And, boy, let's do clearing for infection. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So back to you.
Thank you very much. Excellent. I'm sure that's helped a lot of people. If you have a comment to share regarding the clearings that Ron has done already tonight, please go ahead and send us an email at blsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can note the chat if you happen to be online. Okay, this same person wants to know, when we are in no time, can people court us?
Good question.
Would that be like between timelines? Or is that...
If you're not on a timeline and you're in the now, then in the now, very hard to be corded. In source energy, you cannot be corded. You know, that's impossible. But on, you know, on a timeline that you live on and the timeline is stopped, then it's not really active or hardly active. Let's put it that way. Maybe we'll just say it's only 5% active just to get a percentage there. So could you be corded? Maybe 5% as much as, you know, any other time. So it wouldn't be much. So I guess you could be, but normally not. You have to be living on a timeline. And when you're living, then you're typically in emotions, and that's how you get corded, through your emotions. When time is stopped for you, when you're stopped on the timeline that you're living on, then typically there's no energy there because you're not in emotions. And you know, it's harder to get corded when you're not in emotions. So when you're not in emotions, it's pretty difficult to have a cord come to you, because you're probably not thinking. So your thoughts create your reality, and your thoughts bring forth cordings from other people's experiences and realities wanted to attach to you. Remember, that's the oneness energy everybody talks about. So everybody's corded through oneness, because they think they're all from the same energy pool and the same timeline. So you will be corded throughout timelines. That's why they do a copy and paste on you. That's the same thing. You're coming into oneness with all of your other lifetimes that you have and other people's lifetimes. So that's one way to look at the oneness energy. So back to you.
Oh, that was great. Great description, Ron. Well, the email continues with thank you for explaining how we are out of time while we're listening to the radio show. I know I always feel great, and now I understand why. I feel so great. This is a wonderful touchstone for me to remind me that this is how I'm supposed to be feeling. Thank you, Ron, for all you do. So that was very nice. Here. And let's see here. Well, paranormal night. We have a paranormal email. And the email reads, a friend has been experiencing lots of paranormal activity in the home lately. Hooded shadow people, a girl child boat, objects being moved, lights turning on, and now there is this green thing peering through the kid's bedroom vent. The question is, do you, Ron, know what this is? And I'm thinking, more important question, how to get rid of it.
I don't know what it is. It sounds like a lot of energies are there. I would first probably try a space clearing, clean the room out. Might do some timeline crashes since they're coming in time into your room. So you may want to do timeline crashing for what you perceive they are. Other than that, put some clearings up, alien clearings that are free, and maybe even put, if you have a couple of extra laptops that you may have bought fairly reasonably, you may want to put them in each room with the light being up with one of the alien clearings. That could be, a way to help you. So you may want to, you can buy laptops pretty cheap now. And you may want to just put a couple of them up around you, Well, back to you.
Well, Ron, you brought up a good point. In this case, she says her friend doesn't know anything about CLS. They're Southern Christian. So in this case, the person that's writing in about this, she would be able to do it for them, for their home. Would she, if she does it for them personally, would she need to have a picture of them in front of the monitor?
Oh, if the aliens are attaching to her, yes, that could help. You normally want the computer in the house. So at that point, I would say that, it's too bad that, if they have an open mind, maybe they would allow, that to get released, through bringing a laptop over their house or having them get on the website, If they can't do it and they choose not to do it, then, that's... how they want to experience life, and they don't know what they don't know. And, I can't help if they're Christians or whatever they are, because, they're choosing their fate. So if they need help, they should look for help and have an open mind. But if they don't have that, I can't really help them.
Right.
That's the whole thing. Like the old saying, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So, if they're not willing to take responsibility for their life and to realize what we're doing for humanity here, then, I can't really do much for them. If they don't, and an alien energy coming into their house or entities or whatever, you need to get that computer in there to clean the rooms out. You could probably do it somewhat, but aliens are pretty persistent. And what are they doing? Are they praying to try to get it out of there? I don't know. They're bringing in more aliens. So they may be their own problem. They may be the worst enemy. Oh, anyway, that's all I can say is they just need to get the computers up or something in those rooms that the aliens or critters are coming into, and that may help them. Can't guarantee it, but, it will help somewhat.
Okay. Ron had mentioned doing the free clearing, and those are creationlightship.com on the left-hand side of the website. And Otherwise, you can go into the search and put the topic like NB and find the full clearing you could run for them. So best wishes with that. Okay, let's see. We have a question. Actually a request. Talking about clearing all Halloween costumes from the past. You must have mentioned something about Halloween earlier. So would you be able to...
Yeah, you could have things infesting you from 30 years ago. You know, if you went to a party and maybe you became a witch and thought it was funny, you know. Well, you got witch energies with you, maybe. You know, maybe they left. Or maybe you got the art of, doing witchcraft. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, you want to typically get rid of your past of what you're dealing with because that energy is always with you. So that's the whole thing. What you have experienced in the past is with you, and that's in your DNA, and it can also bring forth entities and things and critters and everything else that's out there that you know nothing about. So you could have actually, in a sense, connected yourself to an energy, and you actually cursed yourself by doing it. So you may want to go on the Curses, Hexes, Spell Clearing, put your name in there, and, you know, run that clearing maybe, 10 times or something and see if you can get this stuff off of you. Remember, these entities, because you're wearing the costume, they want to play out who they are with that costume on. So the entities are role-playing through you. You know, leave you? Well, they may like your body. Not ever want to leave you, you know, so you want to at least put an effort out to get them out. That's the sad thing here, is people don't know what they don't know. You know, they wear T-shirts with the skull and crossbones on it and, you know, stuff that, you shouldn't be resonating to because that energy is going to come into you. That means death. So you have a shirt on, that means death. So you're attracting death to you. I mean, you know, it's just, it's weird to watch people, you know, having different things on them. And they don't have the consciousness to know what it's actually doing to them. And they think that it's funny sometimes and a fad. And, you know, what are they doing and how much harm are they causing, you know, everybody? Oh, just back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Well, I'm really in the now, and I don't remember if you did a sample clearing for us to clear all the Halloween costumes. I know you suggested doing the Curses, Hexes, and Spells.
Yeah, that one is too hard for me to do if somebody wore something you could be looking at, you know, hundreds of entities.
Oh, okay.
It's not a simple thing that I choose to go into, try to do for somebody. It's too complicated.
Right.
Gotta get on a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Times a trillion. Oh my gosh. Okay. Sorry, I blipped out over that. Okay, we have a comment here. I ran the entity clearing all day at work while in my costume. There you go.
Hope you had Tinkerbell or something, you know.
Let's see. She's in the chat room, so maybe she'll let us know. We have a question regarding being out of time. Are we always out of time when we listen to the archives?
The energy will be there to help you with that, to take you out of time, yes. So I would say probably 90% of that time you would be out of time. You'd have to check it yourself. The way you check to see if you're quartered to anything around you. Now, getting back to the costume, okay, I imagine it's probably a lady, but maybe not. So you picked a costume to wear, which is your choice on whatever you chose to wear. But what are the other people thinking of what you're wearing, okay? And how does that relate to them? What do they do to court you?
Right.
So, you came in wearing, some really awful looking costume that would scare somebody, you know, whatever that would be, you know. Let's just say you pick the witch costume and you wear all black and you put a big nose on you with a bunch of warts on your face, you know, and you came in, you know, with this garb on and you look like a perfect witch, you know, with the broom and everything else that people talk about, you know. Then that's going to really freak people out because they're going to bring back that memory of witches that they may have seen on TV doing harm to people. It's going to activate their DNA. And from there, they may have a negative reaction toward your costume, okay, which is you. You're wearing it. So they're dumping all that stuff on you emotionally through a psychic attack. And now you have that to deal with. It's the same thing, like I say, don't become a healer, because you're taking on all the energy of that person that you're working on. It's going to come in and activate your DNA. It's the same thing. So what are the other people thinking of you? Do they tell you, boy, you look like a great witch, man, this really scares the hell out of me? Well, that means that you're getting all those energies from that person because you scared them, and you're getting that energy brought to you, and now you have it. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. What does it mean to people? You know, and how did it, you know, maybe a person looked at it, they reminded them when they were 6 years of age, and they're out trick-or-treating, and a witch comes to the door, give out candy, and make some kind of noise, and maybe it scares you at five or six, you know, and you ran away to your mother to grab onto your mother because that witch scared you. Well, now you got all that scare and fear energy that you have built up inside of you, not even realizing it, and you see the same similar costume, and all that energy comes flying toward that person. So that's what happens. So, hopefully, you know, this is going to help you. Maybe for next year, you may choose not to wear anything, you know. Well, at least wear some clothes anyway, you know. But anyway, just know that this is true, you know. And well, I think all the other shows that I had about Halloween, when we had it, if it was on that night, they're all probably about the same as this one. So you may want to go back and listen to the archives, if we had any on the same day, about Halloween. So, and I think we probably have had lots of them. So just check it out. You may get some more information. That's the problem, is how are you being identified and tagged by other people? And that's it, you know. And there are costumes that look nice, you know, like a little ballerina or a little Tinkerbell or something, you know. You know, that would be probably better than wearing skull and crossbones or coming out with somebody with, kind of executions with an axe or something. You know, there's all different types of, you know, costumes out there. Even an alien costume, you know. Oh, geez. Hello. So back to you.
Right. Well, fortunately, this person was dressed up as the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. And somebody else mentioned that the Mad Hatter sold hats. So what were you saying, Ron?
Yeah, I wanted to see what happens. I think I heard a beep. I wanted to see if we got a beep. I heard a little noise there. I don't know. Do we have a caller on?
Do we have a caller? Please share your name and information for Ron tonight.
Well, maybe not.
Okay.
Let us continue on then.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, how about if I give the number out for people to call if they would like? Let's see here. So we are on CBS Station 2, and the call-in number for tonight is 1-888-429-5471. And Ron, I'm assuming you'd like to hear paranormal. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
That'd be good. Yeah, it's it kind of is interesting how you say trick or treat. So a trick or a treat. So what does that mean? You know, think about, is a trick for a treat and they change the word? You know, supposed to do a trick for the person to get a treat, or trick, you're trying to trick them. Where does the or come from? Trick or a treat?
Right.
What does that mean? Maybe somebody can explain that to me, you know?
Oh, yes. Yeah, give us a call, and we can share it with everyone live. Okay. Let's see here. Another comment about paranormal. Witchcraft could run into the whole family tree with spells and under dark side control, with everyone involved with only one witch.
Yep, that's true. Yep, just takes one witch in your family to bring it into your genetics. That is true.
So,
activated in you, close to it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
True with everything. You know, remember, you're just dealing with energies, and the energies have situations and names on it, and mindsets, and when you get that activated in you, then it's with you. So that's what the dark side did to us here. It's very, very sad how you really can't get your freedom because you don't know what's under, you know, coming up out of the surface, under the surface, you know, underneath that ice cube, you know, or underneath, you know, the energies that's in your DNA, which you know nothing about, and all of a sudden it resurfaces, you know. So just think of everything out there that you could be relating to and you don't until it gets activated in you. Then now that's your experience. The iceberg, you know, or like an ice cube, you know, it's all problems, you know. What's under the surface that you can't see? This is going to be a bad show. Something good about this show. Oh, Jamin.
It's getting deeper and deeper, that's for sure. Well, it's a lot to think about, really. And I know that you've set up many clearings with the generation option. So that's great that you were looking out for us. Okay. Well, you were mentioning about those people wearing costumes could be quoted from people looking at them or thinking about what they're doing, what they're wearing. And I'm wondering if you would be able to do a sample quoting clearing if it's not too heavy.
Yeah, so you have to think of a situation to where you got quoted, you know, when you got quoted, you got corded, okay? Here we go. So let's just, you have to think of a situation. I don't know what even to think of, you know, to have you look at. So it's up to you to figure out something. So here we go. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hello, everybody. So hopefully you're feeling a little better. I don't know what else to bring up on cordings here, you know. You know, if you wore something very unusual, then people would cord you, too, because they're looking at you. So you may not even understand what that is, why they're looking at you. Once they see you, then they may go, what's that? And they put on an energy cord. So you want to just get that stuff off of you, of whatever that costume or whatever you're wearing is, you know. So back to you, Cindy.
Right. Thanks so much for mentioning that. Okay, well, a little bit of a change in subject. We have a comment. I'm running Earth Protection all day today because the energy in South California feels awful and wonders if it's due to Halloween. She's also running the Gray Skies clearing. Do you think that the holiday itself would kind of put a cast over an area?
Yeah, it could if people, you know, connect to that energy a lot of Halloween. Yeah, I would think that, if you, you know, a lot of stores sell clothes for Halloween, so maybe a shopping mall might have that negative energy in it, more so than, you know, on other days, and maybe more so in that area of town. So that's it, you know.
Well, right, and not only people dressing up for Halloween, the normal people that dress up for the movies and television shows, that's going on all the time in somewhere in California. So, wow, a double whammy. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Do the light beings ever have peaceful activities with each other or enjoy companionship with each other?
Well, that sounds like more of an emotional question, if a light beings have emotion. So, no. So the answer is there's no emotions. Because when you have emotions, then you have judgment. Then the judgment brings forth your past experience so you can relate to that judgment. And then you would actually kind of like say, is this a good experience or bad? So no, the light beings are in the moment. Nothing that is in the past or in the future when you're in the moment. Oh, you just are who you are. Doing what you choose to do, and you're living where you are living. Well, I guess another way to make it a little more sensible for some people, if you go to work, where are you living? You're living where you're at work, right? You're not living where your house is. When you're in your house, where are you living? You're living right now where you are. If you go outside and walk on the street, where are you living? You're living on the street where you're walking. Well, you're in the moment where you're living. So you really don't have a residence because you can't live everywhere at one time. You're only living where you are in the present moment. Make sense?
It does, and I guess I throw it out to listeners, if you have any questions about that or thoughts about that, put it in the chat or send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, another comment. I know distant relatives' graves that really have wicked energies that transfer.
Oh, great. If you notice that the person, you know, mentioning that, if they notice that the relative's graves, when they walk by it, they kind of get weak in the knees or something, then you want to do that entity clearing, this loved one's entity. And I think it's $50, and do that on that relative that's buried in the ground so that that emotional body won't connect to you. Get it out of here. Because you really shouldn't feel any kind of energy on a grave. But look at it, and it should be all neutralized. In the moment, that's the way it's going to feel to you. If you're really in emotions about it, then you're probably picking up the emotions from that person who's there, the entity, the emotional body coming forward, maybe making you get upset or cry because it's with you, wishing that it was still living, and then it'll bring forth and activate in you all those energies of maybe loneliness, abandonment, and whatever you're going through with your feelings. So do that deceased loved one's emotional clearing body so that body can get released out of here. As the graveyard should be peaceful. Even if you have a dog or cat, you know, that maybe you buried in your backyard or someplace, and you go over to that, and maybe you have a little, you know, some type of, maybe a cross there or something, or a little stove or a stone, or you say this is where Rover is buried or something, and you walk by it and you start feeling really sad. Well, that's only because it's having the energy of that emotional body there. Have it get released. You shouldn't feel sad and have that negative situation for anything. It should be more neutral. So that's what I would suggest doing. Back to you.
Great. Thanks so much, Ron. Let's see. We have an email here. Okay, that... Sorry, this email is a duplicate of the light beam. So, okay, we do have a comment about the time change. So let me just see here what we have to say. Just wanted to say there was a time change yesterday afternoon. So this was typed today. Time slowed way down for an hour, somewhere between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. I thought I was going crazy, so I asked a coworker who said she felt the drag too. Not just a mental time lag, but a physical feeling as well. Whatever change that has occurred feels like a major one. As an example, the office dynamics went from super tense yesterday to today everything is relaxed and upbeat. Just like yesterday did not happen at all. I also wanted to add that for many, many years, I have felt, we have a caller, please wait for one moment. I also want to add that for many years, I have felt time jumps, but had no explanation for them before I came across CLS website. I used to think I was the only one who felt like I was reliving, and not just one day, but sometimes whole weeks. And on several occasions, a month at a time, I felt just like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, that nobody but me had any idea this was occurring. But now I've been timeline crashing and using the other clearings from the site. I have been better able to pick up when these things occur, and now have a way of clearing them. So thank you again for all that you do, Ron. So, is it possible that a few people could fill a time lag?
Yeah, it is possible if they're doing timeline crashes that it'll release everybody on that timeline. It would be interesting, just for an experiment, you know, you'd have to be in this situation, naturally. So let's just say that you happen to be in pain and you went to a location where everybody else was in pain. That would typically be, you know, maybe a hospital or something. You know, this is a bad example, but just kind of follow me here. So maybe you go to this place and there's 20 people that have situations of pain, and you had your little laptop with you that ran on batteries, and you got on and you did a pain clearing. All those people would probably be on your timeline because you're seeing them. Maybe the pain might even get less as you're doing the clearing, crashing those timelines. So that would be interesting, you know, to see what happens, because the timeline should start to help everybody that you would know who is in pain. And also other people that you don't know. I don't know what other example to use, you know, besides that. You know, maybe you could bring in harmony. You know, if people are in chaos at your workplace and you, you know, do a timeline crash for that, then they would start to become more in harmony, which would be, you know, more balanced and probably be much better off and interact with people differently rather rather than be in the chaos, maybe anger type of timeline, because you're getting them off of that. So anyway, you could see that instantly, probably within 15 minutes, I would guess, in the workplace, if you saw something going on. So back to you.
Oh, that's great. Well, I like that explanation. I hope that helps everyone out there. And we have a caller, so welcome, caller. Thanks for waiting. Please share your name and your information for Ron.
Hi, this is Donna. I dressed as the Mad Hatter, and I wanted to talk about just what it was like with people. I had a lot of customers face-to-face, and some of them thought it was really cute and had fun with me, but a lot of customers they didn't want anything to do with it. Like, they could hardly look at me. They wouldn't talk to me. And all of a sudden, I started to see their own costume that they were wearing. And I mean, they weren't wearing a costume, but I could see the costume they were wearing, like who they were. And it made them very uncomfortable. And I was polite with them, and I cashed them out. But a few hours into my shift, I had a panic attack. And I just thought it was a stomach ache, but it wasn't. It was a panic attack. I got kind of attacked by the people who were uncomfortable with me seeing who they were. Like, they were wearing their personalities were like wearing costumes.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was very interesting the whole day. I have taken care of hundreds and thousands of people in, you know, working as a cashier, and I never really saw that before, ever. And really interesting. I ran the entity clearing all day in my costume, you know, while I was in my costume, but something happened that caused the panic attack for me, because I had to take a break and just kind of calm down. And I just think people were mad at me that I could see them, like, could see them clearly. No.
Interesting. That's quite something.
But, I'm looking forward to going back to work tomorrow and being, you know, normal, or more normal. But I had a good time. But that's all. I just wanted to let you know that I was trying to take care of myself, but seeing people and seeing everybody wears a costume, you know, all the time. I had never seen that. That's all. But thanks for everything that you do. I really appreciate you guys a lot. Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. That's great.
Thanks for calling, Donna.
Sure thing.
Okay. We do have a question. Can we command the release of spider mind control energy in our city? Or can you clear some spider energy since they're everywhere for Halloween? Is that too much?
Yeah, that'd be too much, yeah. You'd want to do that one yourself on the alien attack page.
Oh, okay. Great. CreationLightship.com is where Ron has posted the clearings, and you could just search for alien, and your options should pop up. Okay, let's see. Back to the chat. Just so everyone knows, we don't necessarily read the chats in the order that they're posted. Try to make it more relevant, like if we have one topic, try to pick through these. So appreciate your patience. No need to post three or four times. We'll just pick it up as we can. So thanks again. Okay, well, we have a note here. Every show is great. And the same person comment, I've been experiencing strong cording. Thanks, Ron and Cindy. That was about 15 minutes ago when you were doing the cording, Ron. Cording news. So thanks for that. Let's see. Okay, that's duplicate. So is there a sensor in the head that stops us from seeing the invisible?
Well, boy, that's a good one. I would say that would probably be correct, but I don't think I'd be able to locate it. Remember, just, you know, going back, looking at people, some people are more intuitive than others, so... That's what you could be looking at, is some people are able to see more. So, yes, there could be something blocking you, but, you know, and for most people, I would personally think it's very good that you are blocked. You don't see what's out there. You know, like I mentioned, you know, like in the probably any type of... scene where there's like tornadoes, hurricanes, war situations, bombings, where you see things burning, and normally, you know, you're going to be seeing where the debris is coming up, and it's maybe, you know, a really dark brown or black color for something being destroyed. You're going to see the alien faces right there, you know, coming off the ground. They're there because that residue of what's being burned, the soot, the smoke is forming around what's already there, and you're seeing a face. So I don't think anybody would want to be able to close their eyes and open them and all of a sudden see aliens walking around in your room and other things. I think it would traumatize you way too much. So for the people who don't see anything, you know, it's, I would say that for you, it's like a blessing. As you could go insane by seeing too much. So back to you.
I was just thinking of that also. It's a blessing. Oh, my gosh. You were mentioning about the smoke, the faces in the smoke or faces in clouds. We do have some cloud pictures on the CLS chat site. If you go on to the web or the site there, then you can see pictures, clouds, and there's two of them that just show faces within the, I can't remember if they're just clouds or smoke, but anyway, there are faces there. Okay, let's see. Okay. In the chat, we have another comment regarding light beams. The light beams exist without companionship, without activity. They exist like a chandelier with light, no pun intended, but they do nothing and are nothing like a human being. Is that true?
Well, they have an experience when they choose to have an experience, but it's different than what we have here because they're in the now. Each second would be a new experience. It's really hard to talk about light beings because people here are so used to living in emotions. And, you know, it's hard to think of life without emotions. But you're in it yourself off and on because when you're doing something creative, you're normally out of time. And you could say that if somebody were to film you doing something, being creative, maybe you're a sculpture or something, you would probably look sort of serious. All your focus would be in what you're doing. So you're not going to be giggling or laughing or getting upset and, you know, doing things like that. You're going to be in the moment doing a creation. Oh, you are there when you do that. You are in the moment. that's kind of how I would kind of, you know, indicate that to people, because you're in there anyway when you do stuff. And that's the way the light beings would be. So just kind of realize that you are, whenever you do something creative and you lose time, and you could be just typing on your computer and lose time, you know. Once you're there, then you're there. And you don't have really any emotions what you're doing. You're just doing what you chose to do, having, you know, a good time of what you're doing. And it's hard to get away from the word time, because that word is ingrained in us, and there's nothing else to really, you know, use besides time. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, a couple more comments regarding that. Am I getting close to their existence, and how do they exist? Is their existence more like nothing, being as we cannot conceive of it?
Yeah, you probably
just
couldn't.
It's hard.
You couldn't really conceive it, but just, you know, can you, when you think back about doing something, okay, whatever you're doing, and you look back on it, you're going to realize that you created something, but you really were out of your own way, and all of a sudden you look at the clock and say, gee, I've been doing this for 6 hours, and your end result is in front of you. But the 6 hours of time, you weren't really using your mind energy trying to figure something out. You just did what you're doing naturally, because you're actually in source energy then. But when you switch from source energy to mind energy, then you're in darkness. So when you're being creative, creating something, then at that point in time when you're completely focused on what you're doing in the now, the time stops for you. But, you know, when you come back into time and you view your creation, you know, you could be doing it for, you know, hours. And all of a sudden you go, wow, I did that? And you go, that's really neat looking, you know? Well, that's kind of the way it works. And everybody listening has been in that situation where there's no time. So that's where the light beings live continuously. Just that when you pop out of the no time and you judge what you've done or where you are, then you're in darkness. Now you're in mind energy. You're in the alien timelines. But once you kind of catch on what time is doing for you and how they're affecting you and controlling you with time, then you realize you want to be out of time and being in the moment, and then get a day planner. Remember, the timelines will bring you into your past with all of your fears. If you get triggered that way and figuring out something or looking at something, and you know, then you're using your past reality to create your future, which will be more fear if you're dealing with fear. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay, great. Thanks for answering that, Ron. We do have a comment in regard to those questions about light beings. And the comment is, drop into your heart center and command your spirit onto the CLS timeline. And good thing, the process is quite easy, right?
Yeah, real simple. 15 seconds, you're there.
Yeah. So for those folks that are not familiar with that, on the CLS chat site, under reminders, the CLS timeline information is listed there. And especially because we have a timeline change coming up. So, Ron, how would you like to talk about how that will assist to stay on the CLS timeline during the time change?
Yep, so you are going to be changing timelines, you know, when you go to sleep Monday night, because when you wake up, you're going to be in a whole brand new timeline. This will be a whole brand new movie set for you, because you're going to be in a different timeline, an hour different. And so by doing so, you know, you're being reset for a new timeline. Well, I would think that maybe you might be able to hold on to the old timeline, but everyone else will bring you into their new timeline because they're using time, a watch, a clock, to make you, you know, respond to that and react to that. But if you held on to the timeline the day before, in fact, if you weren't around people or you just went out to do something and you weren't watching your clock, you might be able to see two timelines superimposing upon you. You have one that they're trying to put you on. Have the other one that you're living on from the day before. So you might be able to walk two timelines at once. And then eventually the timeline that you're on right now will probably dissipate and they'll switch you over and eliminate this timeline. And another thing you might kind of note is what's on this timeline that you want to bring into the brand new timeline. Remember, it's a new movie set. So if that's the case, are you going to lose something onto this new timeline that you may have forgot? So that's just something to think about. It may be kind of scary, you know, but are they going to be able to copy and paste everything that you need to know or learned in the last year? Or if this happened, well, in fact, it'd be since the time change, you know. I won't say the last year, but what would it say, hypothetically, the last 6 months, you know, when they got it reset, since we changed the time twice a year. And I think Arizona doesn't change or something, so they're very lucky if that's the case, because they're not changing realities. Being changed twice a year. Right? Just kind of information you may want to kind of look at and think about that, because you want everything that you have now onto the new timeline, don't you? Oh, unless you want to drop everything and start brand new again. That might be a little difficult. So, back to you.
Well, that brings up a good point. We have another question regarding that. Is it possible the new timeline could be a better one than we are in now?
Well, that depends what the aliens want to do to you. Not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you're in the now timeline, nothing matters. So you're not going to be influenced by, you know, all this stuff going on. So it's kind of up to you on what's happening. In the now, it's not going to affect you. When you're on other timelines, then naturally there's going to be problems happening. So, but it's very interesting. We could do, we got a few more minutes on the show here. We have one more question?
Well, I have a comment. I really like that explanation of being out of time when focused on something. So that is great. And a comment about time change. Hawaii does not change. Well, that may be so, but we're changing here, so we're going to be on a different time. So for anyone that is listening to the show, you want to check out the time change information. If you're on the chat, it's been posted there. So we'll be falling back 1 hour, and that'll be on November 2nd at 2 a.m. And let's see. That's all I see for right now, Ron. Does a light ship go to other planets every 2,000 years?
I would say that would be correct, yes. Uh-huh. It'll go to whatever it created to do the ascension process, yes. Oh, just a little sideways here. For myself, I'm not going past 2 days into the future, as the timelines aren't there. I can see things happening, being solidified, but anything over 2 days, forget it, because it doesn't exist for myself here. But I can see some of the, I guess, architectures and things happening but anything that would be over 2 days, it's non-existent. So we could do, I guess, the mind-to-heart drop, unless we have one more question. I know we got might have maybe a minute or two left.
Okay. Another comment regarding light beings. The light beings are more like the stillness, the quietness, the void.
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay. Well, I believe that is it. Well, confirmation comment regarding the timeline. The comment is, check a couple of messages below. We just talked about it. And the creation lightship timeline is all you need. So if anyone has a question about that, send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send you the links and the information. And I do have another comment regarding Richard and the art that we talked about last Friday and Saturday. And if anyone would like to know the link, you can email clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'll send you that information. It includes the YouTube information. And as soon as we have more updates, like website, contact information, we'll post it and let you all know. So that would be it, Lon.
Okay, so let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. This you can do yourself and should be doing, half a dozen times a day. You know, if you do it 10 times, it'd be great, but... it's initially hard to break out of time, so you may forget about it completely. But as you start doing it more, you become more peaceful. And then tell all your friends about it, and they can all be peaceful too, and you can have a wonderful day with everybody. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards, so... started. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we'll just go out a little bit longer here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, here we are. So you shouldn't be able to have a thought right now. It should be very peaceful. And thank you, everyone. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll be going there for some healing. And they'll be on same station, which will be Station 2. So blessings, everybody. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.